Welcome to Ignite with Tito, and this is the podcast where I share everything about motherhood and what motherhood is teaching me about faith, about life, about God's love for me, and how I'm able to pass that on to my kids. So my name is Tito, and thank you for listening to my podcast. So last week, I shared, you know, my journey to going back to work after being self-employed for years, everything I did to get my first job in the UK, and my whole process, right? And I know a couple of people reached out and said how that was very encouraging for them because they're in that transition space. And this is for, I just wanted to say this for any moms out there who have taken time off work, maybe to take care of the kids, or, you know, due to pregnancy, or just finding yourself, whatever the reason is, I really hope that you know that you're still valuable and you can still find the perfect opportunity for you. Don't forget who you are. You are made to shine. You are made for signs and wonders. You add value wherever you go. You have unique gifts and talents for you. And so take that wherever you go and don't let anybody dim your light. I just thought to say that. When I was sharing on that podcast, I mentioned that I eventually left that job. I think I mentioned I eventually left that job. So I got my first job, and I think after being there for almost a year, the company announced redundancies. It's interesting, I'm talking about this year in April, because it was around this time last year that the company announced redundancies, and I can't forget because it was my birthday. And they announced redundancies, and everybody's job was at risk. Like, literally over 300 of us, our jobs were at risk because the company was going through a serious restructure. So we all got redundancy letters. And I remember sharing on one of my blogs then that I wasn't afraid. I had peace in my heart about everything. I just knew that I was in God's love, right? But the thought of not having a job was not an option. I just knew that I would find another job. And God being so kind, I did find another job. What happened was that when the redundancies were announced, everybody started looking for new jobs because we didn't know what was going to happen. Everybody was looking for new jobs. And so I started to apply for jobs. And then I was also sending messages, emails to people on LinkedIn, telling them my profile. I got the LinkedIn Pro package, but I got it for free. You know, one of those trial ones, because I didn't want to pay for the full thing. And so I just used the trial ones to find the roles I was looking for. And I was just sending emails. And very few people replied. But I remember seeing a name then, a Nigerian name. I said, no, I should send her a message. And I sent this lady a message. Hi, A. I sent her a message and I said, this is what I'm doing. I said that you're recruiting for this role. I believe that I have the experience needed and all of that. And she responded. It turns out that this lady was a lady I'd actually met before, a year prior. She unfortunately had dealt with the loss of a baby, and she had reached out to me on Instagram. And we just connected, we talked, and I was just there as a listening ear. I would have thought that a year later she'll be the one, the recruiter for a role I wanted. Like, God is just such a master planner. And I always say this thing, right? When you're not sure what to do, just do what God says to do. The reason I was able to speak to her at that point was because I was in between. We had just moved to the UK. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. So I was just open. And so when she reached out, I was just happy to help. That was all that I knew I could do, just still helping people that were dealing with loss and grief and trauma. And to think that one act was what then connected me to this lady. I mean, I needed a job that she was recruiting for. I could message. I didn't even know I'd met her before. It was she that reminded me when we spoke. That, oh, we spoke last year. And I was stunned. Anyway, so I had this conversation with her. She says, hey, I'm the recruiter. I'm not the one that actually hire you, but your CV matches. So I'll put it as part of the CV shortlisted. And I got a call. I did the first round of interviews, did the second round, did the third presentation, met with a psychologist. Whew, like 5 stages anyway, and eventually got this job. And it was so amazing because that job was then almost two times my salary of the job that I thought I would be made redundant from. Interestingly, the job I thought I was going to be made redundant from, I wasn't. I was actually one of the few people that they wanted to keep on for a role that I had just taken on a month before. I knew nothing about net promoter score and customer experience and all of that. I just taken on the role because there was a gap in the company and I was learning so much. And it was crazy to me that for something I'd just gotten into, I was being offered the role. And, you know, my line manager, the head of our team, was one who reached out to the new head of the position saying, hey, keep her on. And I every time I think about that, I think about the fact that you can learn anything. I didn't know anything about this role before. They just gave it to me. They had low expectations. But I was excited to learn something new, to show my value. So I was learning everything. I was creating surveys and not just Survey Monkey, like I was coding and all of that stuff I didn't know before, building relationships and networking. And I just saw myself flourish in something I didn't even know I didn't have any experience about before. So I had my job and then I got a new offer. And it was just fantastic because I was able to negotiate with my former job and say, hey, make me redundant. I got a month off and I had a month to myself. And it was going well. And I got this new job. Everything was going well. And then around October, November, I just started to feel like God wanted me to leave the job. Now, what I had missed was that when I first started that job, I had written in my journal then what God was saying to me was, you won't be here long. I'd forgotten. So when God started talking about leaving the job, I was just like, no, that can't be happening. Like, this is a dream job. It was fully remote, super chill for me anyway. The company was having its issues and they had also made other people redundant. But once again, I was safe. And I just thought, oh God, thank you. So when God started saying leaving the job, it didn't make sense because why would you leave a job that is pretty decent, right? In fact, I was traveling for work and I remember one of my work trips feeling so empty. Like, this was what people would dream to have. You know, I was in the Netherlands meeting my clients and I just felt empty. And that feeling again, leave this job, you know, resign, you're going to resign soon. I was just like, I can't resign soon. I kind of felt like maybe they'll make me redundant because we're making other people redundant, but they weren't. It felt like God was giving me the choice to leave it. Like, I want you to trust me enough to release this job. And the job I got is so supernaturally that, of course, if God was telling me to leave it, I knew I should, but it was a tough one. I prayed a lot. And some of the ways I knew God wanted me to leave, I had a few dreams confirming it, talking to my husband, who also had peace with it. There are just a few things, writing in my journal and seeing the instructions God had given me before about the job. And then also when I was talking to my line manager and saying this is what I'm thinking, the way they supported me when I said I think I want to go into coaching, you know, it was just like I remember my line manager saying, hey, if you can do the two. And I thought, no, I want to really focus. And I remember the CEO at the time saying, oh, you know, if you change your mind, you can always stay. But I knew that God wanted me to leave. I think what God was teaching me was that a year prior, I'd been in a place where if the thought of not having a job would have freaked me out, right? Because coming to the UK, it had become very obvious that you need a job. We are very dependent on our salaries and all of that. And so there was no option of, oh, leave by faith anymore, which is how I used to live in Nigeria. And I think God just wanted me to go back to that place. So instead of it being, oh, you're going to be made redundant, it's you're going to give this up and you're going to trust me. I felt that's what God was saying to me at the time. And I just remembered praying a lot and asking God, what am I going to do next? And it wasn't even clear to me then, but I knew that I wanted to coach. I knew I wanted to connect with people. And the way it felt, in fact, one of the dreams felt like if I didn't stay, I would literally die. And not die physically, but I felt like I was dying. I was losing a part of me. And this wasn't because I wasn't doing other things that fulfilled me. I was volunteering as a counselor in church. I was doing all kinds of stuff. But even with that, I felt like when I stayed at that job, I was literally going to be dying. So I just decided to trust God. And in December, I gave in my resignation. And January, I entered the new year without a job and without real clarity on what to do next. I just felt like, I just knew that God said, give up the job first. I'll show you what's next. And the whole of January, I still wasn't sure what was next. I wasn't sure if I was going to apply for another job. But I also kind of took the gift because with all my jobs, I have 3 young kids in the UK. There was always a rush. You know, I always felt like even between school runs, I'm thinking I need to get back to a meeting. They're trying to talk to me and I'm thinking I have to get something ready for work. I was just never present with the kids. And even in January, I didn't know how to be present with them. There was a restlessness of, I can't just be with kids, right? Like, I need to be doing something. And I felt like that was impacting how I was able to parent them and mother them and, you know, just enjoy them. It felt like they were a distraction to me. And I felt like God was trying to show me what my first call was, which was parenting my kids, being a mom to them, being home to them, you know, nourishing them in a way that I had not felt like I could before for the 2 years we had been in the UK. You know, from the moment we came to the UK, it was, okay, you need to start finding a way to earn a living. You need to do this. You need to do that. It was always back to back to back to back. So being a mom, every holiday I'm working, I'm trying to juggle work and motherhood, you know, I was always distracted. So the gift of just being present with my kids was one I didn't even know how to accept. And I just had to learn to just chill out. So that's how, that's why I left the job. I left the job because I knew God wanted me to. I knew God was calling me to something else. I knew that I could trust God for my provision, which I had kind of stopped doing because, hey, you know how much you're earning. You can plan your life, everything. Trusting God for as my source was no longer a priority because my job was my source. You know, my work was my identity. I was beginning to find my identity in the job I did. So if people met me, I'll tell them, oh, I'm an agile delivery manager. I work here. I do this. I do that. You know, trying to impress people with what I did. So my sense of identity, my sense of purpose was all tied into this job that paid me so well. And I think God just didn't want me to forget that I had a different calling on my life. So, because people have asked me, why did you give up that job? And honestly, and I always say it, I give up the job because I believe God wanted me to. God told me to, and I did. I think one thing God has been teaching me about is the power of obedience. I think he taught me that, hey, I gave you this job. If I tell you to, I can either take it away from you or I can give you the opportunity to release it to me. So I was hoping that it would make me redundant. That way I'll say, hey, I didn't quit my job. But I think God wanted me to see that I had the power to release it and I'll still be at peace. And so unlike last year when I thought it would make me redundant, I was looking for another job. This year was, okay, I'm going to give up this job because God said to, and I trust him to provide for me. And it's interesting that around my birthday this year is when that was happening. And now around my birthday last year is when the whole redundancy conversation was happening, and now it's another year. I'm gonna be 38 on Friday and I'm back to the things God had initially told me was what he was calling me to do, which is coaching, helping women find their light again, helping them feel empowered, helping them find clarity in who they are called to be. Especially for moms, I think motherhood with career and raising kids and, or even those that are waiting to be moms, I think it plays such a number on us. And I feel like I have been given this assignment to help women find their identity in Christ, find their purpose, walk in the light that God has called them to. And I find that when I'm thinking, oh, I've quit my job, I have a new job. My new job is to serve God through this coaching. And I find that my new boss, or my real boss, my Father in heaven, he takes this up, this call very seriously. So it's not something I take lightly. I believe that everybody that comes into my presence should leave feeling empowered, feeling sure of who they are, feeling enlightened, feeling bold and confident of their identity, believing they can do anything, whether at work, whether as mothers, as wives, you know, in their careers, with their relationships. I believe that I want everybody to come in my presence and see what God is saying about them and walk in that so clearly and so confidently. And so it's a call I take very seriously. I think as the past few weeks have passed since I stopped working, I'm getting more clarity on who I am again, which I think I was losing. So yeah, so for those that have always asked, how did I know that that was what God was telling me to do? There were a few confirmations, a few dreams. In my quiet time when I'm praying, I have a few things I wrote down in my journal. And then, you know, I'll either have a dream to confirm it or have a conversation with someone and it will confirm it. Also, it's also little things, right? So my birthday is coming. Obviously, if I was working, I would feel like I could do a lot. And I started to just limit myself this year, like, oh, you know, just be practical, because we have a few projects that we're planning, my husband and I. So a lot of things are not priority for us, because my husband's also been called to evangelize and take the gospel around the UK, right? So we are very, our priority is in that assignment, and my assignment is just reaching out to women and letting them see who they are again, or who they never ever believed they could, helping them to heal from past traumas, helping them to find clarity on who they are, helping them to create action points and to achieve the things God has placed in their hearts. So that's where my heart is. So this birthday, it was always going to just be low-key, right? But there are a few things I wanted. So for example, I wanted to get my hair done, and I was thinking about it, and I live in Cambridge, and the girl that did my hair, braids, by the way, was so expensive. I just thought, God, I can't justify this because I'm not working. And I was just thinking about it. You know, you're just mulling on something. And then I get a message on Instagram the other day, and someone said, oh, I feel God saying I should come and help you make your hair. I'm like, what do you mean make my hair? Like, do you do braids? And she sent me a link and she does really good braids. And I thought, wow. And I just felt like that was another sign from God that, hey, we're in this together. I'm not abandoning you. It's not your imagination that I told you to leave the job. Or the other thing that happened the other day, you know, once again, I'm not working. We're saving everything we have. So we don't go as often on dates as possible, but we have a really lovely friend whose kids babysit for us. And so she messaged and goes, oh, Tito, I feel like you guys have not gone anywhere in a while. I know it's because you're not working. And I feel like I want to pay for you to go for dinner. Do you have any celebrations coming? Is there a birthday coming up? This was weeks ago. And I said, okay, my birthday is coming up. She goes, oh, I would really love to gift you a date to go for dinner with your husband. Like, what? What are the chances? Like, how? Like, for me, that those are like frivolous things. Get your braids done, go for dinner. Those, you know? And I felt like I just could see God's hug. Like, when he says abundantly more than you can hope for or imagine. And I'm a very simple girl. I'm not I yearn for simple things in life. I'm not overly I'm not a vain person. I'm not naturally flashy as a person. If you know me, you know I'm a very simple person. I've learned to be content. So my desires are for I just want a home that I love. I want my kids to be happy. I want to live the life God has called me to, right? So if I can't afford something, I'm fine. I'm never thinking, oh, I wish I could do. Well, sometimes, yeah, but often I'm content. So when God is out doing extra and say, oh, somebody go and do her braids for her at home, or hey, pay for her to go for dinner for her birthday, I just think, wow, like God. And sometimes I hear him say, it's because you trusted me to give up something I knew was hard for you to give up, and I'm showing you that I can be trusted, that you are not crazy, you didn't imagine it. I told you to give up that job, and because you honored me by obeying and giving it up, I would honor you. And I've seen God do that. And it's been such a gift to just be in that place where you see how loved you are. So yeah, so sometimes you never even 100% know if God is calling you until hindsight. And for me, I'm in hindsight season where I just see little things happening. I was telling my husband, oh God, I would really like to have some time alone for my birthday. Guess what? He booked me a 3-night stay at a hotel. I got to just get time to myself. When I was working, I couldn't even imagine doing that, you know. He stayed with the kids. Hey, shout out, boo. I love you. My husband's amazing. I'm so blessed. So sometimes you actually are never 100% sure until you do. And then you begin to see God say, hey, I've got you, you know. So I wanted to say that to someone, whatever God is telling you to do, just obey. Don't let your 1% chance of doubt make you not do what God is saying to do. And I remember, and it's funny, it's just little things. Like, I remember talking to my friend when I was really thinking, am I going to give up this job? And I was talking to this friend who she's such a successful career woman. And I was saying to her, she's like, hey, Tito, how are you? We haven't spoken in so long. And I said, yeah, I'm fine. I don't even know why I said that. I said, I feel like God is telling me to leave my job. And she started laughing. And then she started telling me this story. She said, did you know that for the last 1 year, I've not been working? And I didn't even realize, because we had not spoken for so long. She said, but I never lacked. She said, I never lacked. Like, Tito, everything I needed, I had. And she said to me, if God is telling you to give up this job, do it. You will not lack. Because I won't lie, one of the biggest fears I've always had in my life is lack. My fear of lack has always kind of controlled me. And I've always been obsessed with being successful and not lacking anything. And, you know, all of that. So I always just felt like I needed to have something. And God was working on that with me in Nigeria. But when we came to the UK, that fear came back. Especially when you see the bills every day and all of that. You just want to be practical. And now I'm here 2 years later, or going on 3 years. I'm like, okay, God, you're teaching me this thing again. Complete reliance on you. And even with my coaching business, it's giving me a new coaching model that has just, oh God, that one was just like, are you serious, Lord? I will share more of that. But basically, it's to let people pay what they can. So like, instead of charging people for your services, let them give to you what they can, or what I lead them to give you. And that really bothered me. So for those that have been asking me, because a couple of my clients have reached out and said, hey, Tito, we want to sign up. And I've not responded. It's because I was grappling with that of how does this model look. So if you want my coaching services, just so you know, it's free now. And it's your choice to give what you can, or what value, or what the Lord is leading you to give. So as my birthday approaches, I'm in a very interesting place where I'm just like, you know, just, there's a song by Carrie Job that I'm thinking about. It says, I want to lay at your feet. I can't remember the words, but it's just a song of surrender. I'm just in that place of surrender. And I have to remind myself that I don't have to perform particularly exceptional. It's just showing up every day. And I said to God, I said, you know what? If this is what you're telling me to do, if you're calling me to ministry full time, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up 100%, even more than I showed up at work. I'm going to show up. Like, for you to tell me to do this, Lord, is because you have something you need me to do. It's because it's important. So I'm going to show up for every woman you send my way, every mother you send my way, every person you send my way. I'm going to show up completely, and I will trust you. And so that's the space I'm at. And it's quite freeing. You know, it's quite freeing. And the verse that keeps coming to my mind is in Ephesians 2, where it says, you're God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus to do the work God I want to make sure I get it right. Yeah, where God's New International Version says, where God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared for us to do in advance. New Living Translation puts it like this: where God's masterpiece, he has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. That's the space I am. I'm very aware that I am God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus to do the work God created for me to do long ago. So I just show up, and I just said to God, I will show up completely. And I also just trust God's kindness and his love, and I know that I'm securing his love. So for whoever it is that is listening to this and you're grappling with transitions and all of that, I would say this: make sure that you're aligned with God. How do you get aligned? Just spend time with him. Ask him, Father, what are you saying? Have your journal ready. Be ready to write things down, because you might go back to them. And just say, Father, what are you saying? And just trust. Whatever you believe God is saying, just go with it. If you need to talk to someone and you need someone to help you find the clarity you seek, then reach out to me as well. I'm going to be willing to help you through it. But yeah, just trust God. Just ask, Father, what are you saying? And be ready to obey completely. And remember that God's perfect love casts out fear. So if God is saying do something, just understand that he loves you so much that he will not, you know, let you just go on a free fall. He would catch you, and he will sustain you, and he will protect you. Also, the journey is so personal. I didn't even tell many of my friends before I resigned, because I didn't want anybody to come with like rational thinking, because sometimes God's wisdom is foolishness to man. And I didn't want anybody to come and tell me, are you sure. In fact, even a few friends I told, I knew that they didn't get it, so I stopped kind of like asking approval. I just kind of did it. I think the only person was my husband, and he was my partner in it, and so he's good, I'm good, and we've been very good. I'm also choosing this time to try to enjoy being with my kids, to enjoy doing some of the things I love doing, to cook and, you know, to connect with friends and just to be present. And also, the one I feel guilty about, I don't think I do enough, is just spend more time in with God, reading my Bible, praying, worship, all of that stuff as well, without feeling like I'm in a rush. So yeah, the journey is very personal. So whatever God is telling you to do when you're in that transition place, ask God, what's next? What do you want me to do? What are you saying? Give me clarity. Give me wisdom. And he would give you everything you ask for. So I hope this has encouraged somebody. I'm sorry I didn't release this last week. I was on my retreat and I hadn't recorded. But yes, I'm doing this now, and I'll probably do another one just around my birthday, because I can. Thank you for listening. Guys, please, if this podcast has any impact on you, please share. Let me know. Share with your friends. If somebody's going through something and you think this can help them, please share it with them. Leave a comment. Remember to subscribe. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, which is now officially called Ignite with Tito, because that was what was voted for by the audience. Thank you. Bye. Love you.